This production is dedicated to the memory of our late friends Victor Aurelius and Jeff Niles.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you are about to hear may contain mature themes, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence which may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Parental guidance is suggested.
All better audio. We're not just good. We're all better.
Attention! This is a production from the 4077. Making audio sound all better. That is all.
Sexagonal Phrase. Written and produced by Victor Aurelius for the 4077th and All Better Audio.
Season 2, Episode 5, Luck Thief.
We have entered an area with breathable atmosphere, but I am unable to determine our proximity to the planet.
It's not a planet, it's a base. A huge structure, large enough to generate its own gravity and maintain an atmosphere.
It's an artificial world?
Pretty much. I've been here twice. It's a dangerous place.
Dark. Scary. Dangerous. Sounds like the old days, Captain.
I cannot detect fear emanating from the base, but the crew's life signs show all the effects of it. I believe we are approaching a platform.
I told you my coordinates would bring us in safely.
And safely is the correct word for our situation, Daddy?
Well, perhaps not. Stiletto, you'll need to remain cloaked while we go in and find Joss. Just wait here.
That is my plan, Captain. I will monitor your progress. Good luck.
Luck? Vasno, will your luck work here?
Let's move out. Stay close together. This place can be tricky. Both of the times I was here, the configuration of the hallways and the rooms were different. There are also a lot of traps here, mechanical and living.
Look at the archway ahead of us. It's huge. A mile tall.
Everything is big here, especially the dangers. Just stay close and do not interact with anything you see or hear. Now that we're inside the opening,
We need to what?
Daddy, he's gone. He was right here just a second ago.
Watto? Where did Watto go?
The dangers are already starting. And they're getting worse.
We're trapped inside.
The base has sealed itself hermetically. Oh no, it seems over 200 life forms are converging on my location.
Huh? That was level 3. But earlier, he screamed at level 1.
I wasn't prepared, so I screamed. Hit me with level 4.
Unnecessary. Your ability to withstand pain is admirable. I could use someone of your skills to join my pirates.
That'll be a hard pass.
Crackdaw, level 5.
Is that all you got?
Zarquan, does he have to be great at everything?
Sparwell, what do you mean?
He used to be one of my bounty hunters. He's never been defeated in combat. Even without that bear armor, he's the best soldier I've ever known.
Release him.
What, sir? I mean, yes, sir.
Crackdaw, prepare the cage.
Yes, glorious leader.
And prepare to battle this human to the death.
Captain Paslo! Oh, you're awake.
Wow, what happened? Oh, my head. I'm bleeding.
We materialized 20 feet above the metal floor. You landed quite, roughly. Other than the cut on your forehead, you are not harmed. A bandage might be useful.
Do you know where the others are?
No. I don't even know where we are.
Wait a second. I recognize this room. It's one of the interrogation rooms. See the mirrored walls? Someone is watching us.
That is correct, Voslo.
Is that you, Crocta? Or maybe it's Squall, his brother.
No.
Oh. I never thought you'd work for the Burge, Barisha.
It's been a few years, Voslo.
I take it you do have a past?
Gorgona and I helped her family escape the Battle of Guerrilla 3. Her ship tried to escape, but was struck by a gravity beam. It crashed on the surface. We were helping colonists get off-world. Luckily, she dropped right next to us.
The spirits were with me that day. You saved my mother and father.
Spirits?
Yes. She's a diabologist.
Ah! That's the study of the occult, is it not?
Partly, yes. Why are you working for the pirates?
No time to explain. Just follow me.
I'm not sure, but I think we're walking in circles.
It's hard to tell. Black floors, black walls, and it's dark.
Is that a kitten?
Aw, the poor thing must be lost.
Lucy, perhaps you shouldn't approach it. Your father warned us.
It's just a tiny, innocent kitty. What harm? Whoa!
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
The captain was right. Do not touch anything.
Agreed. Maybe Voslo and Watto are just around this corner. Or maybe not.
Am I supposed to beat you with my bare hand? You're triple my size.
Yo, man. If you beg me,
I will be merciful and make your death quick!
That was the most asshole thing anyone could say in this situation.
Wow, impressive. But I will tear your head off with my powerful...
It's gonna be tough to do anything with my legs wrapped around your beak.
Your friend is not faring well.
You're wrong. I don't think even he can get up from the floor alone.
Cactar's ring! That human managed to turn the tables on my best warrior and break his wing!
Yeah, he's full of surprises.
I won't kill you. Do you hear me? I won't kill him!
Open that cage. He fought honorably.
What will happen to Joss now?
He still has one more trial to overcome. Follow me. It is time.
Time for his trial already?
No, for the news. I never miss my favorite political reporter.
Who can you trust? The only news network that gives you uncensored truth. Your news, the way you like it. And now, here's Zarissa Ofacto.
Good evening. This is Zarissa Ofacto with today's political update. The president's opponents announced today that they have proof of illegal activity on the part of the president and that swift justice will be forthcoming. But in a strange twist of fate, every one of those opponents were found dead?
Ignore the teleprompters and read your notes.
Oh, yes. During the president's press conference today, he stated... I am being urged at gunpoint to read a prepared statement. Your president is a crook. He is responsible for attacks on free-thinking galactic citizens. Volpe's news is nothing more than propaganda, lies, and the twisting of facts. News reporters on Volpe's, through their writer assistant drones, are fed falsehoods directly from President Nimrod. Those drones infect any robots in their proximity with a virus that causes them to transmit all they see and hear directly to the president. Our personal freedoms have been gone for many months. Furthermore, Volpe's reporters are nothing more than mindless puppets of a criminal mastermind who is robbing the galaxy of its privacy, resources, and riches for his own personal benefit. Today's murders of his opponents were...
Wow. Anything for ratings, am I right?
I wonder who took down Volpe's news.
I don't think we'll ever get out of this place.
I know we're lost, but we need to keep trying.
As long as we don't run into any more kittens.
Wait a minute. We're back where we started?
That's the same mile-high entrance.
Maybe I can get this door open and we can go back to the stiletto.
We might be able to track where your father and Watto are.
I hope so. Daddy has his luck. He'll be fine until we are reunited. I can feel it.
I think this will open the door. I don't think we're getting to the ship anytime soon. Stiletto is using his deflector shield to repel any attacks by those birdmen. And other birdmen.
It looks like he's only taken out around a dozen out of hundreds.
We can't help him.
What are you doing?
Lucy, he's right. The ship will slowly take out the attackers.
If we went out there, it would be suicide.
And you've never gotten caught by the bird pirates.
I have my ways to avoid being seen.
She has a personal visual wave generator on her belt.
Hey!
I haven't seen one of those in years. Model DX9?
DX13.
Ooh, how fancy. So you just appear as some random stationary object?
I recorded some of the statues of their leader. The birds just walk past me. Some salute.
Who is this leader? Show me one of the statue holograms. A giant metal bird is their leader.
No, it's only an exosuit. He's humanoid. Well, outwardly.
Outwardly? Oh, what is that supposed to mean?
He's the reason I am here. My research led me to him.
You mean he's been possessed by a demon?
It may inhabit the suit. It might be inside of Uroday himself.
Uroday? Oh, no. We have got to find Joss and get the hell out of here now.
What does that word mean? It is not in any of my memory data.
It means trouble for me and for all of us.
Get me in contact with whoever took over Volpez News.
Yes, Mr. President.
Well?
I am trying, sir. All communications to any of our news outlets is being redirected.
Redirected? To where?
To a signal array near Alpha Centauri. It is replying with a most annoying sound.
Play it for me.
Yes, sir.
Get my best people to decode that signal. I need to know what it means.
My spy sense is tingling.
Your what is doing what?
Back in high school, I had a boyfriend. His name was Robbie Barnett. He was a fan of Spider-Man. It's a comic book back on Earth. I became a huge fan because of him. Well, Spider-Man sometimes knew that something was going to happen. He called it Spidey Senses. I feel that we're getting closer to my father and Watto. He's definitely down this corridor.
Are you sure?
I know it. The closer we get, the stronger this feeling becomes.
Let's follow her, spider sense.
That's Spidey Senses.
Yeah, that.
We need to be careful. This is the path we must take, but it is fraught with dangers. Around that corner can be one of three deadly opponents, and only one that is benign.
My sensors cannot detect anything while we are contained near dark matter.
So, we need to know what's around that corner. And if we go and look, and it's one of the bad ones, we're dead.
Yes. So, we need to turn around. It's too dangerous.
Hold on. I have something that will help.
A metal flask? Alcohol is not the answer.
In this case, it is. Have you ever heard of supermassive black hole tequila?
Oh, yes. Oh, the advert states it is the strongest alcohol content available. So strong it bends light. Oh, whereas all other tequilas contain a worm, this one contains a wormhole.
It came in handy a couple of times. It makes you be able to see around corners. Just a sip will do. You'll have to help me walk afterwards. My vision will be wonky for a while.
I'll help you, but how long until the effect wears off?
I'll let you know when it does. Oh, there we go. The colors. There's nothing around the corner except for a kitten. What a cute little kitty.
I was afraid of that.
Afraid of a kitten?
Stand behind me. Here, kitty, kitty.
Ah, the kitty turned inside out. Did you do that? No, wait. I get it. Exploding kitty cats. That's so wrong.
Let's go, Foslo.
I told you, I'm not gonna be one of your pirates.
If that is truly your destiny. Here is your crystal of Barbaritus. And this is my crystal, the great bird of the galaxy. Use your crystal. We will soon discover which of us is more powerful.
I won't fight you. I just want to leave and find my friends. Is that so hard to understand?
They are going nowhere unless you win this final battle. Their ship is going to be mine very soon, and your friends will never survive my deadly traps.
Damn you! How did you take my crystal from me? No one should be able to do that.
I suppose since I was worthy of owning my crystal, I was worthy of yours. Except...
it wouldn't work for you. My suit was created to protect. Yours was created to...
destroy!
Electron ram!
Ah, impressive, but not as impressive as this!
Heat beams? You gotta be kidding me. This suit can withstand the heat of a sun.
That is good to know, but how about...
I gotta work on defense for sonic attacks. Suit. Can you hear me?
Affirmative.
Shut down all systems except for mobility and life support. I will fight him hand to hand. And block all incoming sounds.
Incoming sounds now blocked. All remaining power added to mobility.
Had enough, Joss. Are you ready to work for me and save your friends? What is happening?
All integrity is weakening. Systems failing. 2 minutes to shut down.
It's Joss!
And he's fighting a...
huge metal eagle?
Voslo, tell me what the word Urode means.
It means luck thief.
That makes sense now. A demon who devours luck.
What doesn't that mean you will be vulnerable? Vasto?
I've defeated you!
Damn, my eyes. What's happening?
Oh my! It appears that Joss has beaten their leader.
Not as long as he's in that armor. I may be able to exorcise the demon from him once the armor is gone, but I need to get close.
Barisha! Don't!
Daddy!
Barisha?
Wait for us!
Bina, is that you?
It's me, Daddy. What's wrong with his eyes?
He drank from his flask.
Oh, no. Not the tequila.
Super massive black hole tequila. I'll never touch that stuff ever again.
Why is Barisha here, Captain?
You look so funny with a purple head, Colonel.
Give up! Your suit is about to fail.
I can't be defeated. I will utterly destroy the human in the bear suit. Release me from this armor. I command it.
System failure. System at 1%.
Stand back. I will deal with this monster.
Who are you?
You puny mortals cannot harm me.
Colors are starting to return to normal. I think I can see straight.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Take me to Barisha and Joss. Barisha, don't harm him.
But he must be destroyed.
You cannot harm me, girl. I am eternal.
Awesome. Lucy, you're all safe.
Barisha, don't hurt that man.
I can't promise that he'll survive the exorcism.
Daddy, who is he?
Joss? He's your father.
What?
You have been listening to Sexy Long Phrase, Season 2, Episode 5, Luck Thief, written by Victor Aurelius. The cast, in order of appearance, were C. Wayne Owens as the Stiletto, Kerry Michael Ayers as Guy Sharp, a.k.a. Bruno Vosloo, Deborah Adams as Lucy Sharp, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Kurgano, Ted Winskus as Bud Daniels, Jeff Niles as Watto, Gary Scales as Joss, Wayne Hayward as Krakatoa, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Uro Day, Pete Lutz as Corpax Swalwell, Julia Eve as Barisha, Rachel Pulliam as the Eagle System Voice, Jonathan Patrick Russell as the News Announcer, Lisa Miso as Zarissa Ofacto, Sally Wickett as Wadu, Vince Staden as Nimrod, a.k.a. The Boss, and Kyle Boers as The Robot. The theme tune and incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Maria Mazur. The sound designer and script editor was Jonathan Patrick Russell. This episode was produced and directed by Jonathan Patrick Russell and Victor Aurelius. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Please note that this audio series is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation and its creator, Douglas Adams. This production was completed on behalf of Victor Aurelius post his death by his friends at Dream Realm Enterprises. It was a labor of love. Vic, your last great work is now completed. We hope we've done you proud, dear friend.
program is copyright 2021, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, warping to new dimensions.